Ruben Mauricio Gamero is getting his first tattoo. He's decided to have his last name etched on his back in bold black letters. It looks like the bad boy's version of the Letterman jacket. But Gamero says his tattoo has a deeper significance. It's to remind him of the people he left behind in his native El Salvador.
I live alone and I miss my family, Gamero says. I want to be always with my family and friends through my last name. He points to a sketch of a girl's name on his upper arm. This is the name of my baby. It's been 3 years since I've seen her.
Gamero's attempt to connect to his people and to his past through flesh and ink is similar to a reconnection occurring in Hispanic tattoo parlors across Los Angeles. At LA Tattoo, where Gamero is being tattooed, the influence of generations of Mexican art can be seen on the sample wall where ancient art blends seamlessly with Chicano-style murals.
Manny Pascual, the owner of LA Tattoo, says his shop is only continuing the rich history of tattooing and piercing inherent in the Mexican culture.
Two of the style of Mexico, of Mexicans, of Chicanos, comes from the Aztec culture. It comes from the Aztec and the Indians. It comes from a long ago, and the piercing as well, because the Indians also pierced themselves, and even they were painting and piercing their skin.
He also gets inspiration from figures in Mexico's past. Pascual's tattoo parlor is lined with photos of heroes from the Mexican Revolution.
This is my culture. It's Pancho Villa and Zapata and the revolution. It's my people where I come from.
Pascual, who has been a tattoo artist for over 20 years, says he enjoys creating tattoos that are a reflection of his cultural background.
I like to draw history, write the story with pictures on people's skin. And they are representing where they are now and where they come from more than anything. There has to be pride.
It's this sense of cultural pride that continues to draw Hispanics to tattoo parlors, a place to make a permanent statement about their past and identity. Adriana Padilla, Annenberg Radio News.